Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for hanging out on the podcast today. We're so grateful that you're here. And man, it's been great fun to see so many people sharing these podcasts on social media. That may seem like a simple step, but man, it is a great way to encourage the people that you do life with and those that follow you and track with you online. And so if you've done that, thank you for doing it. And if you haven't shared these yet, would you consider doing so and just spreading the encouragement? Our goal is to provide these 5 days a week, and it's a way to give you about 5 minutes worth of encouragement as you start your day. And today on the podcast, we're continuing an ongoing conversation that we started last week. It's all about choices. What we've been saying is that our lives are shaped by the choices that we make. That choices, even those small ones that don't seem like a big deal, over time compound and they can change the course of our lives in significant ways. In the moment, choices may not seem big, but over time they are powerful. And so today on the podcast, I want to highlight the third of four choices that I believe can make a big difference in your life. I've been reminding you that these choices are simple at first, but they're powerful. Choice number one from last week was to choose to love God. This is the number one choice any one of us can make, that we can choose to take a step towards God because he's already taken a step towards us. Choice number two is to love people. God commands us to do this, that they're made in the image of God, that they have great value. And what we find is that the more we love God, the easier it is to love those that he loves. Well, choice number three today is to pursue excellence. Not too long ago, I visited a church that's sort of just outside of our community, really, and they place a high value on excellence. It was evident wherever you looked. Everything was ordered. Everything was clean. Everything was sparkling. And because of it, you left there feeling welcomed. You felt comfortable. And it's almost like there was this undercurrent inside of you that just relaxed. Now, while I was there, honestly, it was hard to put my finger on the difference at first. But when I left there, it reminded me of what excellence communicates, that it communicates a whole lot, even if you don't think about it. Here's one way to think about it, that God created the whole world. And when God created everything, he said over and over and over again, he said, it is good. God designed it. Now, I know some of you listening to this are probably into the design shows on TV. I mean, whenever I visit people's homes in our church, I see shiplap everywhere. We're influenced by those shows that we watch. But when you think about it, God is the ultimate designer. He's into the details. And because of that, details should matter to us as well. Now, ever since sin entered into the world, ever since the fall, there's a natural drift in our world away from order and away from excellence. That's just nature. Instead of being frustrated by it, instead of getting angry by it, I just expect it. Yet, as a follower of Christ, we can choose to live lives of excellence. So today, let me give you sort of three ideas around how to live with excellence. And the first one is this, that we would choose to do things well. It's a reminder that whatever you put in front of you, whatever you decide to do, do it really well. There's a lot of great examples of this in Scripture, and one of those is Daniel, who we read about in the Old Testament. He did things well. Listen to what Daniel 6 and verse 3 says. It says, "Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other presidents and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom." Now, Daniel had standards. Daniel didn't really fit in, and yet Daniel lived a life of excellence, and because of that, it set him apart from the rest of the crowd, and it led to his promotion. And so one reminder of living with excellence is, number one, just to do things well. Whatever assignments you have, whatever projects you lead, whatever it is you set your hand to do, do it really well. Here's the second tip. Invest your time wisely. Now notice I didn't say spend it, I said invest it. One of the ways that you do that is to respect your own time, but also to respect the time of the people around you. We talked last week about adding value to people, and this is one of those ways to do it. Pastor and author Rick Warren said this phrase not too long ago. He said, time is your most precious gift because you only have a set amount of it. In other words, we don't have unlimited time. Charles Spurgeon, who wrote one of the devotionals that I read almost every day, he said, serve God by doing common actions in a heavenly spirit. And then, if your daily calling only leaves you cracks and crevices of time, fill them up with holy service. It's this reminder that part of excellence is investing our time well, investing it wisely. I love what Ephesians 5 verses 15 through 17 says. It says, so be careful how you live. Do not be unwise, but be wise. Make the best use of your time because the times are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. It's a reminder that how you invest your time leads to excellence. And here's the third one. Number three is to put people ahead of personal preference. Paul reminds us of this in Philippians 2. He reminds us to put other people's needs ahead of ourselves. The point of life really is people. Pastor Chuck talked about this in a leadership class not too long ago to a small group of our leaders to say, people are the point. Here's what Philippians 2 says in verse 2. Paul says, if there's any encouragement from belonging in Christ, if there's any comfort from his love, if there's any fellowship together in the Spirit, are your hearts tender and compassionate? He says in verse 2, then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, working together with one mind and one purpose. Then in verse 3 and verse 4, he says, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others, but be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take in the interest of others as well. And so I want to encourage you today, excellence may seem like a small thing. It may seem unattainable. Sometimes when I talk about excellence with teams, they think it requires more money, more budget, more people. No, it comes down to doing things well, to investing our time wisely, and remembering that people are the point, that we put them ahead of our personal preference, ahead of programs and policies. We remember that it's all about people. So today, let's strive for excellence. Not perfection, but excellence as we take a step closer to God today. Well, I hope you have a great day. We're so thrilled again you're on here. Join us back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition, and then go ahead and start making plans to join us this Sunday as Pastor Chuck continues this brand new teaching series called Better Together. We really are better because of you. We are better together. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.